Okay, good evening. Mem came on the base, terms of Chazar. We're actually nearing the end of it. Been a lot long Chazar period. We were discussing this, the Halacha Lamaisa, as it's brought in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Daled, regarding Yesh Tuchumin, Ein Tuchumin Amala Me'atzara, how it pertains to aeroplanes, to rockets, to ships. And one of the nekudas which came into it was the Bi'ar Halacha, who's wondering what's pshat in the Mechaber. The Mechaber seems to say that if the ship, person on the ship, so the ship, remember, water is always going to be Tchumim D'Rabbanan, that's the way we take on, like the Rambam. So, in which case, you're passing in Tchumim D'Rabbanan Me'al Sora. So no problem, you can keep going as long as you're on the ship before Shabbos, no problem. And the Tchumim only kick in when Poga B'mokum, when he hits the place, which is less than 10. Better be out of, but as long as it's still moving, the Rashba or the Rambam, they say that's not a... you're not going to shvisa. So he presents a mahalach and wants to suggest the idea that maybe we view it as you're not moving, it's just the water that's moving and you're sitting stationary on the water. And we spoke about different understandings, possible understandings, how that works. Another possibility we suggest in the shir, this is very much out of the box, I think with this one. Yeah, it was this, right. It's a little bit wild, but we'll suggest it nonetheless. I'm just going to put it to you. And that is like this, that if you remember, we already quoted the Rashba and the Rabbi Nachman earlier in the previous shiurim. Why do we not say Sveika, why do we not say Sveika de Rabbanon le Kula when it comes to Tuchumim? Remember, the Rabbi Nachman holds Yish Tuchumim de Ma'ala Me'asor, we just go to Chumra all the way. The Rashba says, well, Ba'etim we go to Kula unless there's a Chazaka in place, a Cheskas Issur. And that's basically what we said, according to the Rashba, where there's already a Cheskas Issur in place, and now you've got a possible way to circumvent the Issur, well, Olech 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 Raya, that you have to bring a Raya that is Mutter, without the Raya, which you obviously can't, because we don't know what the Halacha is, so therefore it remains awesome. Then Rabbeinu Chananel, we went even further, we said, not as the Rashba was, once you've already been kind of shvisa, you've zipper got a mokum shvisa, so therefore there's definitely an issur to come in. Maybe there's a hetzel of manu me'asara, sorry, not unless you can prove it. The Rabbeinu Chananel, he said, even if I don't know if I've got a mokum shvisa, because I'm starting Shabbos of manu me'asara, right? But I know there is a concept of tuchumin. I know there is a concept of tuchumin. So if you want to be able to go beyond 2,000 from where you're starting before Shabbos, prove to me that it's mutter. Fine, that was the basic idea. However, the Mechaber doesn't take on, not like the Rashba, not like the Rabbeinu Chananel, he passes with the Rambam, the Baal Hamor, that Bein Mitzad the Mokim Shavisa, Bein Mitzad the Halicha, right? Sorry, or Bein Mitzad, whichever way you want to look at it, we just go to Kula, right? Because of Sofi Darabon on the Kula. Now, it's still possible though, we could suggest that it's not the Teras Vada. Sofi Darabon Mekula, back to the basics. Is Sofi Darabon Mekula a Vada Mutter? The idea is that Darabon never goes in such a case. Or is it, no, we don't know what to do. We don't know what the halacha is, so therefore the correct halacha is to be made in an Issa Darabon. So it's possible that the Peshat is, it's a Sofi. Darabon would have been, if Allah Tzad, that Yesh Tuchumim L'Malam El-Zor, they will go there. But since we don't know one way or the other, so Hamhoga is to be Mekum. Now if we say that there is still a Mokum Sofik here, so we could say the following, that the Mechaber therefore says, we don't look at all of Hilchus Tuchumin b'machto achas in one big thing, like we said in Rabbeinu Chananel. We look at all as one thing. I know there is a concept of Tuchumin. You want to go outside your 2,000 hours, prove to me this mutter. Rabbeinu Chananel just packed everything all together. We don't do that. We're not going to do that. That's not what the Mechaber does. Rather we say, look, there's a din Tuchumin b'machto me'asorah, and there is a din, a possible din, Tuchumin b'machto me'asorah. Lamato me'asoro, within 10, it's vada'i, they were masaking it, and that's got no effect whatsoever on the din. Lamato is a separate, it's like chayrish and zareh, two different things. And therefore, I don't know. Lamato, I know. Lamato, I don't know. So therefore, Lamato is also, Lamato, the hanhodo is muta. Now, the question is, you could say at least, that this hanhodo that we're calling it, that will only work, calls the man is actually above 10 tefachim. Because I'm in a mokum where there's no hefro that Chazal will ever masakin anything, ever goes there. We separate the two things. The mato, there is a gezeira above, says teras hanhodo. The minute I come into lamato me'asoro, I've now come into an arena where there is a cheskas esor. This is the area where I know Chazal instituted the halachas of Tuchumin. So once he's now in a mokum where the halachas of Tuchumin apply, then even according to the Mechaber, now the Rabbi Nachman is correct. We're not going to be matir anything until you can prove to me that it's mutter. Now, we're going to explain. Avada, that does not mean to say, well, stop where you are. You can't do that. Because if you say that, then effectively, that automatically means that I've been travelling B'Issa. Or you've just interpreted Yesh Tuchumin Amal and Eosor, by definition.
Why is that? You're travelling about, and we just don't know. The matter definitely is Tuchumin. So right. Does that mean you were travelling B'Issa as a sovereign? You just didn't know.
Let's say again. Now, if you say I can't move from my Dalai Lamas, why not?
Because now you move into an area where there is an issue of Tuchumin.
Well, listen, now the halachas of Tuchumin begin.
Yeah, that's right.
So I've got 2,000 Lamas now.
Okay, so that's what we should say.
Oh, okay, fine. So that's all right. That is what we say.
You can't say that you were travelling with Issa, though, because you were.
Correct, that's what I'm saying. That's why you can't say, okay, you've hit to the Matam now, so stop where you are. Well, why should I stop where I am? Else what? Because you travelled already 10,000 Amas? Well, the 10,000 Amas was all the Malam El Torah. You told me that was fine until now.
Right.
So I can't say anything other over. Right. What I can say is, but from this moment onwards, the Anhoga changes.
Right.
The Anhoga changes, and that is from this moment onwards, starts the 2,000 Amas.
Yeah.
Now.
So Kodesh Shvisa then, is
it? Oh, well, hold on one second. Now. Mitzav the king and Shvisa, right? You're right. It's posher that you can't say he's Kodesh Shvisa because man the boat's moving.
This is a question, isn't it?
That's what we're suggesting now.
Yeah.
Yeah? So, when was he Kodesh Shvisa? You can't say he's Kodesh Shvisa when he hits the Mata Me'asara because he's still moving. You can't say he was Kodesh Shvisa when he was the Mata Me'asara because you told me that over there the Hoga was. That there is
no,
because then, sorry, if you say that, then perhaps you've got to say you've gone outside the tchum, that you can't say. So what do we say? We still say that it's shayach for me to say that klapi the lamato me'asoro, there has been a kinyan shvisa.
Right.
When? From the fall.
When you started?
Yeah. Klapi, the teras hanhoga. The teras hanhoga means, so in other words, when you're lamala me'asoro, right? I can't say that you've gone outside of your tuchum, because that means the whole thing of lamala me'asoro was all awesome.
Right, very good.
But I can say in terms of that, over here I'm only going to get 2,000 numbers, but why? But I haven't stopped. Clappy that, I can say that the fact that you were stationary, albeit lamala me'asoro, that gives you the halachas of Tuchumin can now begin when you get a Matam El Torah. I don't even know myself how to be master that particularly well, because it does sound like a stira menu bit.
So I'm saying that you go on a boat, you go about 10 tefachim the whole way through, and you have some sort of kavana. When I come down to be a Matam El Torah, then I'll be Kodesh Shvisa or something like that. Are you saying that? Is it a kavana from up front?
No, I'm saying the whole thing is Matam El Torah. Therefore, it's still a Sophic, it could be when you were above 10, you were kind of Shvisa.
But we're accepting that Sophic Rabban and Akolam.
And Akolam. So that's Pateras Hanhoga. Since it's Pateras Hanhoga, it's not a stira to say that Klape the Mokum Lamara Me'asoro, it's Nishkan, you're not going to any Shvisa.
Yeah.
But klapi le mato me asoro?
Vibadaya.
I can see you are kind of shvisa.
Yeah, and the fact that you're moving is...
No, there, when I was stationary. You were stationary, but when chunks came in, you were lamato me asoro, you were stationary. So
I mean, when you began.
Yeah. No, if you were never stationary, there's nothing to talk about. It must be at some point you were stationary, but the problem was it was lamato me asoro.
Yeah, but you might have started the journey 3 hours before Shabbos.
All right, how are we then? In which case, that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about a case where you started the journey on Shabbos. That's the case that Shulchan Aruch is talking about. You got onto the ship.
Yeah, but when you get onto the ship, it won't be above 10.
It will. Definitely our ship, so. Well above 10. You got on there before Shabbos. You're waiting there 3 hours before Shabbos. The ship sets in. So when Shabbos came in, you were sitting on a ship, the Malam Yasol on water, so the Hanhoga is, you've got Nimokim Shviso, there's no Issa Tukhumin, but that is only to say that's Hanhog, what we call a Hanhoga, I don't know what the best English translation. Yeah, but we view it.
That's what we do, sort of thing.
Yeah, the way we behave. But it doesn't mean it's actually Badai like that. Right? I'm not saying that is definitely the case.
But if the journey's taken start sometime after Shabbos comes in, then you got on before Shabbos, then you must have been at the port when Shabbos comes in.
You were on the ship when Shabbos came in.
On the ship at the port.
Yeah, but that's about that.
But you were stationary.
Yeah. So if there is if Yishtukum and Amar and El Torah, then you've been kind of Shvisa there.
Okay.
Yeah. No, boss. It's Amar and El Torah. Stefan Hanhoga is to say you're not kind of Shvisa. And therefore, when you travel, there's no Makom Shemisa, there's no Yitzhak and Atzvon, Gornish.
Even if the ship is more than four. Although the ship's
Yeah, it makes a difference, according to what we said. Yeah. Now, so when you now hit the Lamato Me'asora, so now I say, Klapi that, Klapi the Lamato Me'asora, Klapi your journey now, Lamato Me'asora, we say that the Hanhogo, it's Pateras Hanhogo, Klapi that, the Kinyan Shavisa at the beginning, which was the Malam Asor, clapping the Yitzhak. In other words, you split. There are two things going on in Hilchos Tuchumim. There's the Kinyan Shavisa, and then there's the Yitzhak. They're two separate things. One without the other is not going to create any problems. You've got to have a Kinyan Shavisa, then you'll have a Yitzhak. Now, over here, what we're suggesting is, as I said, it's a suggestion because you could argue with me very posh and say, well, Mimonoshah. If you're going to say the Teras Hanhogo, when I get the Masa Me'asora, then now I look clappy, backwards, as if, well then, you can say, well, now I look at it as if you've gone outside your tchum to stop where you are. But I can't say that, why not? Because then by definition, I've defined the Masa Me'asora Yishtukhumi. You got the same problem, me and Ligabi being Kena Shavisa, that's the only problem. So I'm not even sure whether anything here really works. I'm throwing it out as a possibility. Maybe there's something in that. If you're working with Hanoma, maybe there's something to work with. Maybe yes, maybe not. Again, I'm not going to spend too much time.
It somehow links into when you were above 10 and when you were
correct. Klapi the Kodman Yolan Me'asora, nothing's happened. Once you hit the Matan Me'asora, klapi that, now Hanoma's going to be that the
Yavin.
And therefore,
the station
correct. And from that point onwards, now the Issi Yitzhak comes in. The Issi Yitzhak does not have to be from the Mokum Shavisa. There has to be a Mokum Shavisa, then there can be an Issi Yitzhak.
You call the Mokum Shavisa when you were stationary initially. Is that what you mean?
Yes.
But the 2000 hour starts when you go below 10.
Correct, because that's the Issi Yitzhak. The Issi Yitzhak is only after the Mokum Me'asora. If we can split the Shavisa from the Yitzhak somehow, then we may be able to say something. And if that, Yeshua Aymel, it's a suggestion. Another Nakoda that we talked about is that going back to the Shida of the plane, another possibility why we could possibly be Mafter, and that is, if you look at the Rambam, you look at the Machaber, he misses out, when he talks about the Mavan El Torah, he misses out the case of Kfit Tali Deshay, using the name of Hashem, and jumping. Why does he miss that one out? The Rambam misses that out, the Machaber misses that out. So in the Sefer Derech Tomim, he says, the reason is because it's not Shkiach, at least not in our command, is that people start using Shemus of Hashem. He says, furthermore, forget whether it's Shkiach or not, you shouldn't really be doing it anyway. Right? You're only supposed to be thinking if you're Tucker, Baruch, you're a big, holy, pure Yid, etc. And the service of great mitzvah, and let's move on to Tav Nira there, apparently, Simon Kofayin Tess, who's causing your death. He says, unfortunately, not in our days do we find such people. So that's what he says. We suggested, it could be, again, maybe, that the reason is because there is no Nafkimin al Halacha. The Gemara mentioned that possibility because that was at the Shiloh point. At the Shiloh point, I'm asking you, Yesh Tchumin Amana Me'asara, In Tchumin Amana Me'asara, and it will be Nogea, both Tziyah, Bosha, and Tziyah. That was the original Shiloh. Now it's coming through the Halacha. What's the Halacha going to be? The Halacha is going to be, it's a Sofi. So therefore, B'mokim D'Rabbonon, the Kula, B'mokim D'Raisa, the Chumra. That's the cloud. Now, Kefitza Adide Shein. Is that would that be a shayla of Tchumin de Rabbonon or Tchumin de Raisa?
It's not normal, it's not
Shia. Oh, so it's like this. We said when you go on water, Tchumin de Rabbonon, so it's Rabbonon. Why? Because it's not Tchumin de Rabbonon. And he goes further and he says, well, then it comes. Now, the Bi'alacha didn't like that one. We gave a whole tale about how to answer that. But the Maisa, Azekim Dois, right? We basically, what happened was, I'm not sure if we mentioned this in the Chazor Hashir, so I'll just throw it in at this point. Basically, the Bi'alacha, he wasn't very happy because he brings from a Ramban, besides anything else, he brings from a Ramban that is Mavua, the sea is one thing, Karmelis is different. You can't learn to Karmelis, you know, just like that. The comments is a thin note, so it's got nothing to do with Tuchumin. So we said that this, we said that the Ramban and the Rambam would be beautiful because they go to Shitosa. What do I mean to say? Because the Rambam, oh, let's go the other way around. The Rambam, he holds that 12 mil is the Raisa, 1 mil is the Rabbon. Bet the Ramban, amongst other kashas, he says, no, not true. What's his raya? Because he says, what? God? Huh?
2 mil. 2 rabbi kilo.
No, not from there. Because the Gemara is Mavua, that Tuchumin, Ein Loi Ika Batoro. It doesn't have any. It's not like Tumor. Tumor, even if you've got a blood Tumor, right? Tumor de Rabbonon, we say Yesh Loi Ika Batoro. There's a Doraiso concept in the Torah. To Chumen, there is no, says the Gemara, there is no Ikamen Ato. He says, what do you mean there's no Ikamen Ato? If he's on a Yud-based Miller, if the Bambi Tap holds the Yud-based Miller, there is no Ikamen Ato. So there is an Ikamen Ato. What are you talking about? As I reflect the Rambam. What was the answer for the Rambam, you remember?
Yes, two different types of.
Oh, exactly. So Chumen, Yud-based Miller and Alpai Mama are two completely different things. They've got nothing to do with one another. Now, if you look at the Rambam, a little bit based on the Rambam, a bit based on the Rabbeinu Parati, I think it was. And that is basically said, Alpayim Amot is to do with, we just don't want people walking, spending the whole of Shabbos walking around. And the idea of Yud Beis Mil is the idea of staying within the bubble of Kedusha of Shabbos, like the Machane Yisrael. It's a concept. And therefore, even if you say Yud Beis Mil is Deraita, it's got nothing to do with Alpayim Amot, therefore it's Nishkan Kash. Oy Vadoi, if you look at the Bi'ah Halacha there, just get it a second. He wants to bring a raya from the, is it Himmel the Ramban? Just one second. Yeah, he brings a raya like this. He says, where do we get the concept of 2,000 Amos from? From the Mikra Shei Ha'ir, like the 2,000 Amos around the city. That's where it comes from. Now he says, is that Karmis or is that or is that Rosh
Hashanah?
I'm saying the Migrosh. Migrosh was Karmis or Rosh Hashanah?
Karmis.
Karmis. So there you go. If that's common is, and it applies, the Apai Mamo applies in 2000 Amos, so the Yabes Mill will apply as well. That's the assumption. Yeah?
The Yabes Mill would apply.
In a common is.
If they're two different types of.
Oh, well, that's right.
They're making levels with the rice in the 2000.
That's Rabbi Akiva,
yeah.
So we're learning from Rabbi Akiva. Correct, sorry, I should have said that. We're learning from Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds the 2000 Rice, he learns it from the Migrosh. He learns, so, okay, we don't agree with that. But he holds that Migrosh Sha'ir is Zeraisa, so we're going to carry that across Midibi Rabbi Akiva Nishmala Rabbonim, Nishmala, whatever you want to say. For us, who hold Yud Beis Min is Zeraisa, it'll be the same idea, it'll be Karmis. That's why Kabbalah is a Raya, right? Shtakaraya, that the Yud Beis Min applies to a Kabbalist. So we answered to that, we said no, even if you go to Rabbi Akiva, holds its Doraisa, Al Paim Amo, there are Bonal Doraisa, it doesn't make a difference. It's a completely different concept to Yud Beis Min, and then you can't learn from one to the other. If you're learning the whole Nakuda is, the Nakuda of Tuchumin is to do with, we don't want you walking around, say 100%, who cares if it's a Kabbalist or a Shasarab? Why don't you just sit put, take a safer out, relax on Shabbos. So therefore, it doesn't matter whether it's a Kabbalist or a Rosh Hashanah. Masha'inkin, if it's to do with Machane Yisrael, the whole concept of Machane Yisrael, that's the famous promotion at Machane Yisrael, the Gavit Eruvin. It's a Rosh Hashanah, that's the whole concept. We want you to create a bubble, because the Kabbalist is different. Gavaldik, so therefore, the Rambam is Meredik,
that's a question from the
We answered it based on what we said. Yeah, but everything is in Rishonim. The idea is that it's two different reasons Mavor already in Rishonim. Fine, as I said, I'm just throwing that in. It's fine. So now, coming back to this. So the question is, what would you say now about a person who's flying 40,000 feet above, albeit above dry land, but he's 40,000 feet up in the sky? Is that Domin a Digle Midbar or not? Is it Shaya Bechlal to come in their eyes to that? Or do you say that is not Derech Halicha?
It's not Derech Halicha.
So you could argue it's not Derech Halicha. Right? Now, it is true, let me just speak out the point. So if it's not Derech Halicha, that's why the Mechaber doesn't bring it now anymore. Thing about jumping above 10 with you using a Shem on the photo. Because if you're Tucker jumping and you're flying through the air like this, that zikha not going to be a shayla of deraisa. So oy bazoy, what are we going to say there? You can go as far as you want. You can go 1,000 mil. It's not going to be tukhunin. Because it's always going to be derabama.
Because it's not derachadicha, you want to say.
It's not derachadicha. Yeah. So that's why he only brings the thing of the pillars, because the pillars, at least they're connected to the ground. Ah, so then we've got a shayla whether it's Derech Halicha or not. Maybe yes, maybe not. And therefore we say, with your base mill, which is going to be Deraisa, then you've got to be Machmir. Again, jumping, where you're not connected, you're just literally flying through midair, that Avadah will never be Deraisa, that's what we wanted to suggest. And that's why the Mechaber doesn't bring it. Now you may say to me, but the Ramah does bring it. The Ramah does bring it. So you can say one of two things. Either you could say that, okay, he's chaylik. He holds that it is considered to be, call it the chalich or tchumin applies there, like the dry land. Like the Bialoch wanted to argue with the whole thing about Karmelis. Similar sort of idea. That is one possibility. Another possibility is that you could say that, look, he's talking about jumping, right? Jumping. It's not that you're flying. What you're doing is you jump, and it's just like, instead of, well, if I was to jump, so I'll jump a few feet, and that's about it. Here, it's very big jumps, right? But in the mighty, you are connecting with the ground and bouncing again. So maybe that is already considered to be, maybe yes, Derech Halicha, that could be why the Ramah does bring it.
So where are you connected with the ground? In what case?
When you're jumping. Jumping using the Shem Hashem.
Why are you connected to the ground? Maybe Shem Hashem, maybe Shem Hashem means you can jump 10,000 kilometers or.
Yeah, but that's what we're saying. It's not. Tfitz al-idei thing. It means you jump however far, but it starts from the ground, you jump, and then you jump again. It doesn't say fly. It's just tfitz, so jumping.
So what's the Shem got to do with it? You could be very athletic, you can jump 20 metres. Long jump.
I don't think anyone can jump.
Not 20 metres, okay. I don't know what the long jump record is, but 5 metres.
Above 10? I don't think anyone can do that.
Above 10.
What, 20
metres? No, above
10 jumps.
To jump this high for 2 metres plus.
I don't think they jump that high. What about the case? Your whole thing has to be above your feet.
In order to maintain it for that distance, correct, that's what I'm saying, you've got to maintain it for that distance. Isn't necessary about high jump record? No, high jump for sure. Long jump, how high do they get their feet off the ground, their whole body with their feet off the ground, and for how long?
We may not have that information because they're just going to stay off the ground.
You'll need a good AI for that one.
We didn't have a champion. I mean, the English guy get a couple of Olympics ago.
They leap this way, it definitely gets so high.
I think you're probably right. Every feet or two, foot or two.
Yeah, you need to get sort of a, I would imagine, a 45 degree angle from the ground.
Yeah,
long jump.
If that.
It's a possibility, that's all we're saying. It's a possibility that that could be the other case.
Surely if you're using the Shem Hashem, that's an extraordinary jump in any event, so maybe you could do extraordinary feats.
Oh, fine. That is what we're saying.
The long jump record is 8.9 meters, 29 feet.
Right.
The peak height of this jump off the board was roughly 1 to 1.1 meters, 3.5 feet.
But that is the peak height.
So that's the peak height, so you have to see how long he's off that. Assuming if it's stuck a perfect arch, you can work it out. Depends on whether it's a perfect arch. It's going to be impossible. They also, if I remember, they play around with their legs as well.
So their legs come down
and like that because they want to get their legs out as far as. So it's going to be a bit difficult to work it out. Anyway, maybe. No.
But even so, 1.1 meter, whatever it is not above this measurement.
It's not 10 to 4 from not much according to Chazanish. Chazanish is come out and not going to happen. But maybe Rukhandor. Slightly smaller shear as well, 75 centimetres. Maybe. I don't think most people, though, are going to be doing this, keep going like this. Anyway, you've got to do. But remember the run up they have as well, they can't.
Oh, yeah.
The truth is, you've got your 2,000 armours. Okay, fine. So the point was from this was that maybe when it comes to flying, therefore, you could argue flying in a plane because it's never going to be shy of Tchumen Doraisa. Flying 40,000 feet above the ground, albeit above ground, but I might say it's not a Mokam Hadith at all. It's not Demel Digre Mitzvah. Maybe yes, maybe not. I would say about the data because I have seen. It's not. I have seen somebody who says like this, I don't know, I can't remember who it was, but it doesn't seem to be the general consensus. I do wonder whether it goes into something which I'm quite passionate about, even though I know there are many places who disagree on, who wouldn't say disagree with me, because it makes it sound like it's something, but who wouldn't agree with what I'm saying, let's put it that way, and that is when it comes to Brikas HaGoyma. If you go on a plane from here, let's say to Scotland, mm-hmm. Do you make Brikas HaGoyma or not?
No.
You say no?
You don't go over water.
So I would. If I was going from here to Scotland, I would say Brikas HaGoyma. And that is because it's a fundamental difference in why. Well, where does it come from to say HaGoyma on a plane? So the idea of going over water is because I say be a ship. Right? Going on a yacht. Which I never understood. It's got nothing to do with you're not going ala yacht. You're not going. You can have all the storms in the sea. It's not going to affect. It's not going to really affect maybe the weather above. But it's not going to affect the ship. That's not the mokum sakon. I always understood, and look, I'm in good company because Ramesha Feinstein understood about this as well. So we talked about when we did it in the Second Prophet, and that is the reason why one says Bechlal today. I know that there are those who say Bechlal, you don't say a Bechlal anymore today, right? Do you write Feldman? No?
Yeah, well, my Feldman didn't.
Right.
On planes, you
say. On planes.
Right?
Well,
not a Sakon. Not a Sakon, because it's not one of the four things. What would you say about boats today?
Not one of the four things.
You went on a cruise?
I think you said you would, but I don't know. I never asked.
Correct. But I think that's even if you go over water. I think one of the arguments is because look, boats are already hard enough to understand. Today. Why is that amok and sakon? Right. But the way I understood it is, as I think Ramesha Feinstein understands it like this as well, is the sea is a mokum sakon. That has not changed. Right? The sea is a mokum sakon. The thought is that a mole, once upon a time, to go on the sea in the little vessels they had, was an extremely risky. I'm talking about Alpi Teva. Just Alpi Teva was extremely risky. And therefore, a person has to have an olive zechuyah, and very often it required nisim for a person to emerge from there unscathed. Now, to expect our Kodesh Baruch Hu to perform open nisim, a person has to have tremendous zechuyah, and therefore, everyone would say that's dangerous. Today, the sea is as dangerous as it was. And a person who's got their hashkofa head on straight will recognize, as we know, there's no real difference between nace and teva. Teva is just, we take it for granted, and nace is when we don't take it for granted. But the etzem is all Hashem anyway. The only difference is that today, a person doesn't need such tremendous zechuyos by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save him, quote unquote, from the mokim sakono, because no one's going to perceive it as a nace. So therefore Hashem says, I can do it, because no one's going to, none are going to be any the wiser.
Yeah.
To quote, the million dollar question, right, is the whole concept of people going for, we're talking about when there's no reason, but some to go for checkups, scans and these sort of things, right, there's arguments in both directions. Some people say, well, better to, people should know it, but if there's anything there, catch it early, because then it's much more.
Yeah.
There's those who argue the other way around, and they say, no, because kol zman, the person doesn't know anything about it, so it can come, it can go, there's no nisim needed. The same Rabbeinu Shlomo who puts something there, can take it away, there's no zechusim needed.
So there are people that encourage you not to do these things, not to tear
hand. Yeah, for sure.
It seems strange.
I once spoke to
I think people rub on him.
To Rabbi Abraham Cohen, and he said to me he doesn't know what the, I think he said to me something like he doesn't know what the correct answer. He said there's arguments in both directions. It's a very, very difficult one to answer.
Yeah, I said that everybody should be have all these different.
There's arguments in both ways. There's arguments in both. I mean, Kayodua Rabbi Chaim Kanevsky was against all of it.
It's against what? Regular checkups.
Yeah, I mean the whole concept. I told you. I think I didn't mention it before. No, that Rabbeinu von Zilberstein was asked. Right, it was a problem. He was asked by some of the doctors, probably in Shari Tzedek. I mean, that with one of the hospitals there. He said, we hear time and again Rabbeinu's thing that he was against scans for pregnant women. And so it's much more common. They don't bother with it. They're two standard ultrasounds, right? They said, well, we don't understand, because, Rebchaim is Rebchaim, but if there is something there, very often there's something we can do about it. If you say there's nothing we can do anyway,
but that's how the world works. I mean, I understand it, there is a sense of we go with the way the world works, to some degree. We would never get to a doctor.
He said, well, I'm recording that as my understanding of my brother-in-law's answer. He says, the client basically says, the way he understands it, there are two mahalchim. There's nothing wrong. He says, if you want to go, like you're saying, the way the world works, the medical therapy, it's not right. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. He says, everyone's coming to me, though. They want brochures from me, and they want me to dumb this and this problem. He says, then don't go with a medical thing. It's much easier for things to happen when no one knows. I'm adding a little bit. But we don't need tremendous zechusim. If you want to go with the brachos of tzaddikim and things like that, I think that I know personally. I mean, there's many, many cases like this, but I know personally of people where it was dire prognosis ever. They went to Rabchaim. Rabchaim said no more scans, no more scans. And on my side, the doctors, either you say the doctors got it wrong, or you say this was the most similar for Rabchaim, whichever one you want. I can tell you, off record, but I can tell you cases, many, many stories like this, but I know firsthand of certain stories like this. It's not like that. He says, but it's much easier, again, because sometimes there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with doing what's normal. What he did, what they didn't like, though, is where it's not normal. I'll give you an example. Again, I know this can be very sensitive, right, topic, but there are, for example, when you've got, let's say, one of the very controversial things is with Daria Sharon, for example.
Yeah.
So how far it's accepted to Mukubal across the board, I think Kimat, there are some who are not, but it's generally Mukubal. The certain ones which are but the extra things where they start testing for this and this and this and this, they said, the things which are so unlikely is that a lot of people are against that. They said, that's already you're trying to play God. There's a limit to what. So the question is, what is.
There are,
but that's not the generally accepted thing. Most of the mainstream is for it.
Yeah.
I remember years ago I spoke to our guest, and it came up while we were learning, and he said to me, it's a very, very difficult one to answer. Look, each person has got their thing. There's an argument this way, there's an argument that way, you know.
Who did you speak to?
But wrong turn. I'd say it came up in learning. I'll be honest with you, I personally have more of an inclination towards the reply method, right? I tell you something, we had this, I don't know if you were there at this time, maybe before your time. I remember when I used to give share in Raleigh Close, this something like this came up, like where the doctor said, you know, it's dangerous, you know, it's life threatening, you have to have this operation, and people go to Gedenna and Rafan says, various and that is not necessary, etc., right? And he's, I said, I wouldn't blink twice. I said, to me, if Reb Chaim told me that, not any person, if it was Reb Chaim, somebody like that, who I consider, it's going to be something you've got tremendous emunah chacham, and each person could say, that I wouldn't blink twice. And he said, you're mad, like, but he's not a doctor, etc. I told you, we had once at the Shabbos table, we were having this conversation, if you remember. I won't say on record who it was with, it wasn't with you. Somebody who went to a Reb Chaim, they were going out on a shidduch, right? And he wasn't sure, yes, no, whether he should go ahead with it. So he went to Reb Chaim, and Reb Chaim, yes, he should go ahead with it. Fine, he continued on, and then he decided, no, he didn't want to do it, right? So I said, he's mad, right? And the other person said, no, because Reb Chaim, he didn't ask any questions. I said, if you understand what Da'as Torah is, Reb Chaim told us many times, where does it come from? I don't know. This is what Hashem, the first thing Hashem puts into my mind, that's where it comes. Some use kol kula dovuk la Torah, the answers come from the Torah itself. And since he's been proven right every single time, I said, you don't have to go and ask him. No one's mechuyev to go and ask him. Like, and the same thing he said there as well. Same thing, you're not mechuyev to, you can follow the medical thing. That's normal, 100%.
Yeah,
as long as they accept the thing, on the contrary, when it comes to vaccination, all these are. Rabbi Katz has got this thing that he had to take. He'll tell you this. He took somebody into Rabbi Yashid.
Yeah.
Rabbi Yashid said, of course you should be giving your children the I don't know which vaccinations it was. You know, he said, show him out. Once it's the accepted norm, that's what you're looking to do.
But it's also accepted norm. I mean, we can leave the conversation about it. It's also accepted norm to go the normal medical way. You say you take
vaccine. Rabbi Yashid was much more. It wasn't like it wasn't.
Ah, so it's just a different.
Correct. I've spoken to Rabbi Morgenstern. David Morgenstern. He's a big. He's one of the biggest medical halacha. He's one of the main talmidim of Rabbi Yashid. You know, tell me more about him afterwards if you want, but you'll be interested. But he has a very, very good solid medical knowledge from back in America. So I suppose he's very, very much conventional. Ask Kitty Katz. I once had a question which I wanted to put to Rabbi Chaim. He was no longer alive.
Yeah.
I couldn't answer it wrong because I knew it wasn't that. He's not that sort of Mahalik. He's more very, very much like that. Anyway, so coming back to this now.
It's
too Mahalik.
Both rooted in Dao's Torah.
Correct, 100%. That's essentially what comes out of it.
Yeah.
As I said, there are extremes in both directions, and that's where I think everyone agrees. For a person just to say, I'm not going to any doctors, I trust Hashem, that pretty much your emotion says you're mechuyav to listen to doctors today because we're not living on the Madrigas of the Ramban, right? And to the other extreme, where a person starts, overdoing it every single day, that's already as you're trying to play God, sort of thing. So there's people, graphologists.
Yeah.
They can sense things which are, we're talking about even medically they couldn't detect today, even with today's medical things which are lurking, Rahman and Islam. That's already as Hanisoros Hashem Elokeinus. A person has to be normal. Within that middle area, nish person.
Yeah.
Right. Uncle Bonin, why is that relevant to us? Because we're talking about the ship. It's very relevant because when we come back to our ships, nothing's changed. It's a mokum sakana. No, what's the revelation? So today, it's all Hanistoris. It's Hanistoris Hashem again. No one's gonna put it down to my hand. Everyone's gonna say it was the captain of the boat. So I can do it. But it's the essence of revelation. It's still a mokum sakana. There's emotion by this, and that's why you make Birkus Hagavan on the ship today exactly the same. There's emotion on a plane, the same thing. He says 40,000 feet up in the sky is without any question of Ockham stuck on. He says, what's the Raya? If, lo adeinu v'la adeinu, we should never know such a thing. But if the motors fail, okay, we've heard of miraculous cases where they managed to glide down, but it's a Ockham stuck on or gedoyla or gedoyla azmonet, right? So he says the fact that Baruch Hashem, Chasdei Hashem, the statistics are so positive, that's the chesed of Hashem. It's still a mokum sakana. And that's what Chazal was attacking the bracha on a mokum sakana. And therefore it's got nothing to do with going over waters, dry land, nothing to do with that. It's 40,000 feet up in the sky. And therefore, as far as I'm aware, Rav Moshe holds, if you go to Scotland, you'll make the bracha much the same. You go to Manchester, you'll still make the bracha, right? I'm not saying therefore anyone should change. No, others, like you said, others say no. If you go over water,
yeah.
And that's what I'm saying here as well, because I'm much more inclined to the revelations, yeah. Mahalik, yeah. I think that goes with the idea that it's not only that you're going over water, you're going over land. It's the mokum you're going in. So here as well, this is not a mokum halicha. Masha Inkin, if you go in the thing, no, going in the sky is like going on the ground. If on the ground it's a mokum, you don't make up there either. So I don't do the same thing. If going on the ground is shaykh to chum and yudbeis mil, that's under rokia, it goes all the way up to the sky, and therefore, that could be what it is somewhat dependent on. Fine. Last nekuda, I think this is the last nekuda, which we're going to deal with, and this is the Ramah, where the Ramah says, he brings from a Magid Mishnah, what happens if you're not sure if you've gone within 10 or not? Sofik. Sophic Namanamiyod, Sophic Namatamiyod, what do you do?
Sorry, what?
You're on a boat.
And
I should have said on a boat. You're on a boat. You're on a boat, and you're not sure if the water was 10 high or not.
And this is the
you
right
can sit there measuring the water. So I know it's shallow water, so I've got a reason to be choshish.
And this is the right situation, 12 and then I
see. Water's never going to be day nicer.
That's what he said.
That's the catch. Yeah. So therefore he says, you can be Mako. Yeah? Right, as the Mishnah Berurah says, the Sofik Derabbanan on the Kudah. Now listen to this. This is a shas Indian, which we only touched on during the time. We're going to elaborate a little bit, probably tomorrow, but Zoshev. This is Klodim throughout Klodi Avastak. The Shaida is, Svek Sveiko, a double Sofik, in a Derabbanan. Everyone knows what a Svek Sveiko is, right? Double Sofik, yeah? Normally, we associate Svek Sveiko to be maker. I say it's a sophic azoi, sophic azoi, and even if it's azoi,
yeah.
I've got another sophic which is about to be maker. So if you want percentage wise, it's one in four to be machmir, 3 in 4 to be maker. You can get it the other way around, and we're going to see this as an example. Let's work it out over here. Sophic is to come in a mala mea soro, in to come in a mala mea soro. 50-50. Even if you say, in to come in a mala mea soro, but maybe I was within 10.
You don't know where you are.
Is it? Can you turn it the other way around?
Yeah, that's right.
So if I'm in within 10 or not within 10.
And okay. Even if I'm above 10.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe there's a...
If I'm in a mile an hour zone. There you go. So it comes out, it's 3 and 4 chance.
You've still got a suffix on the medical side, as it were.
So it's a suspect speaker to be mahme, but it's an Issa Darabon. And what did we just say? Do you say, well, sorry, this is not a pure suffix. Suffix is 50-50. But here, it's a suspect speaker. It's called a majority. For the moment, let's understand that. We will see about Lashem tomorrow. There's more than one way to understand suffix. That's why I say it's Kedai just to spend a bit of time on this, because this is a shas, so right? How does suspect speaker work? So, suspect speaker lahakme in a Darabon, what do we say?
I would have thought you say, if you're saying what you're saying here with 3 out of 4 is a chumrah, and I would have thought you'd go that way.
From here, you see the color, right? This is the writer of Jager brings it, it's the color, the base mayor brings it,
even
the base
it. Even that's 3 against
but I'll, it. I'll give you
3 out of 4 is going
correct,
to be
correct. Or,
I know
there are now, Hashem, there's a couple of nukudas. Is it an absolute writer from here? That will debate. That Mishnah Lamed, I think, is the one who's Machmet. We'll see, but Hashem will debate it. I ended up seeing something else at the same time. I saw a few, I'll just end with this. A number of years ago, when I was giving Daffy Yevishir also in Radi Kurz, we got onto the subject of Trimus and Maestros. And I looked around, no one there heard anything, they didn't understand what I was talking about. Like, if you get from Tesla, if you're an inspiration for it, no. Right? Just the other day, I was in Rabbasos, and you know, they're having an argument there about this very point. And the person who gave the shiur was explaining how to do it, and there was an other scribe there, and he was basically telling me, he says, my son, who's is a very, very big Talmud Chacham, my son, and he says, no, he disagrees with you. There's no chiyuv of Trimus and Maestros here.
Where? In this country?
In this country. Even if it came from Eretz Yisrael, you know, Bada, it came from Eretz Yisrael.
Rabbi Feldman held that shit too.
Why is this not Shaykh Nechus Lawrence?
The Chacham not Shaykh Nechus Lawrence. Why not? As Hashem will speak about that tomorrow.